escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford, who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons, where we'll be joined with Tim Healy, Boston Globe, momentarily. But we got to go to my guy Joe in Melrose because he said my three-point stance about football needing more double sessions and practice time is, quote, horrible.
Get him,
what's
Joe.
Up, Joe?
Get him.
Hey, guys. Yeah, Andy, it is a horrible take. I mean, the thing is, they play more games than ever now. I mean, they're playing 17 games, and if you get to the Super Bowl, you know, there's only one bye. You could be playing 21 games of football. You're going to get your players gassed if you're having, like, hitting each other so much in camp. And the other thing is, too, you need to, the offseason, you need to be lifting and getting stronger as possible. And once you start practicing a lot, you don't have as much time to lift, and you kind of gradually get a little bit weaker. So the thing is, you want your players as healthy and fresh as possible when it gets to the playoff time. You need to, like, lighten up in the preseason.
You need to lighten up, Joe.
Andy told me during the break he wants to get rid of seatbelts and allow smoking on airplanes again.
Let's talk about the second one.
We can get back to that, my horrible take on double sessions, more football practice, and Joe's retort. But now we need to go to the phone lines where our buddy Tim Healy from the Boston Globe joins us here on WEEI Afternoons. What's up, Tim?
Not much. How about you?
Do you believe there should be more double sessions in football, Tim?
You know, that's really not my area of expertise. It's been a long time since high school two-a-days at this time of year.
Yes.
So,
All right, so let's stick to your area of expertise, the Boston Red Sox. I got to be honest, my head is spinning because every time I go online and I read a story from some national site or on Twitter, the Red Sox are doing X or they're not doing X, or the Padres are doing X, they're not doing X. There's a million players that may be available, may not be available. So could you kind of lay the foundation for what the next couple days are going to look like? And should I be optimistic that the Red Sox are going to be buyers and buy something that will impress me?
Well, that last part is tricky because it's two different things, right? Do I think they will be buyers? Yes, absolutely. The Red Sox will be buyers, and will it impress you? That's a great question. I don't know what your threshold is. I suspect you have a very high threshold for being impressed, which is good. We all should. You know, but when you look at the Red Sox needs, and if you just run down the list, a good starting pitcher, probably a first baseman, a reliever or two. Like, that's a lot of boxes to check, and I'm not sure that they're all going to be checked, first of all, or that they will be checked in some super sexy way, right? If they don't get Yandy Diaz, or if they don't get Joe Ryan, for example, will the guy they do get be underwhelming? Maybe. Will he be good? Yeah, I mean, theoretically, if the Red Sox are adding him, then he should be an upgrade over what they currently have. But that's what this time of year is all about. It's, you know, as you said, a lot of seemingly conflicting reports. And yeah, I hear you on that. It can be kind of exhausting at times.
But the good part is we are 74 hours or so, 76 hours from resolution. So we'll be getting clarity shortly.
Well, Tim, we'll never know if this is just speculation or informed speculation, but are there any names that would fit the description that you're talking about where maybe they're not sexy, but they're still players that could help this team that you've heard mentioned in connection with the Red Sox?
You know, it's getting harder because things are evolving. On the one hand, you have the Rays who reportedly are open to selling, and there would certainly be some fits there for the Red Sox. Within the division stuff, notwithstanding, that can be tricky sometimes. But then the other big development in the last 24 hours, really, has been the Royals, who looked like sellers, looked like they had a couple of interesting starting pitchers probably available. And then they not only add Randall Grichuk, an outfielder, therefore perhaps positioning themselves as buyers, but they extend Seth Lugo, get him on a new two-year contract, so he's off the market. And then Chris Bubik goes on the injured list. So there go your two kind of interesting options in the tier below sexy Joe Ryan stuff. You know what I mean? So who else can it be? Great question. Do you believe in Charlie Morton's hot stretch? That's probably something the Red Sox are asking themselves right now.
I'd rather not.
Is that rhetorical?
I probably don't believe in it that much.
Right,
so, who do you like better the last 2 months of the season, Walker Buehler or Charlie Morton? You know, Richard Fitz or Charlie Morton? You probably take the guys that you have in house already. But that just goes to show it's not easy to get meaningful or significant upgrades. Sandy Alcantara and Yuri Perez are out there, but Alcantara's been terrible in his first year back from Tommy John. And Perez reminds me a lot, actually, of Jesus Luzardo of the Phillies, who the Red Sox obviously saw last week, in that he's a Marlins pitcher, and he's got great stuff, and he's young, and he's controllable, and his name is in trade rumors, year-round for years. But he's mostly an idea as opposed to a proven commodity. Lizardo's never really been able to put it together for a long stretch. Perez hasn't either, so it's a weird one.
So Tim Healy here with WEEI Afternoons from the Boston Globe. Where did things go sideways with Joe Ryan? Because there was one point in time, like right before the All-Star break, and then you see the photos of the All-Star break with Bregman and Crochet, and it's like, oh, they're doing the NBA thing, they're recruiting. Joe Ryan made the comments that he wanted to be included in trade rumors and it thought it would be a cool idea to be traded. I had actually accepted the fact that he was coming to the Red Sox. All I needed to find out is what they were shipping out. Where did that all go so wrong? It seems like they have the assets to go get Joe Ryan if they want, and I want them to go get Joe Ryan. So what the hell is the problem here?
The problem is there is no pressure on the Twins, really, to make a deal now, because he's not a pending free agent. He's a controllable guy. And in the same way, in the way people talk about Jaron Duran potentially being traded and the Red Sox excluding him from the outfield surplus, one line of thinking is, oh, you could do it now, yes, but if you wait till December and all of the teams are potential fits, including 3 to 5 teams at the deadline who are interested, then you can maximize your value. So with guys who are not merely rentals, there's a much higher bar to clear. And it's not clear to me that the Twins necessarily even want to flirt with that idea.
Well, the name has entered the conversation, so I may as well ask about Jaron Duran on the other side of all of these trade deadline conversations. What's a general likelihood that you would put on Duran getting moved before the trade deadline this year?
Very, very low.
Okay.
I'm not going to say zero, because what is 0% chance? But it's very, very low. I'd be really surprised. That was true even a week ago. But now that Meyer's down and the Red Sox are being kind of cagey about for how long and how severe his wrist sprain is, and Rafael is at second a lot, and then you got 3 outfielders for 3 spots, and suddenly the logjam is gone, that just further decreases what was probably already an unlikely proposition. And listen, I get the logic of trading Jaron Duran now or later. because the Red Sox have a lot of good outfielders, and Jaron Duran is a very good player, and they could probably get something really good for him. But it would be a bit of a tough sell, I think, internally and externally with the fan base right now, at a time when he's hot, the team is contending, they already traded Devers. To turn around and then trade the guy who sells more jerseys than anybody else on the team is just it's kind of a weird sequence of events, even if you can see how it makes baseball sense. So for a bunch of reasons, including those, I really don't think Duran's going to get moved in the next couple days.
Speaking of things that might be a tough sell both inside the clubhouse but also in the stands at Fenway Park, there was a lot of talk of urgency. I've heard Sam Kennedy say it on this station. Even Breslow has alluded to it. We're going to use the same urgency we had in the offseason at the trade deadline. And we all look at it and go, well, the offseason brought Bregman and Chapman and...
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Prochet. So if you use that same urgency, this should be a fun trade deadline. But what's the reaction going to be if there is no fruit to bear from that tree? If there's just maybe a low level, let's just say they bring in a random middle reliever and that's all they do. What's the reaction going to be from the fans? And more importantly, what's the reaction going to be from the clubhouse that has reacted poorly to trade deadlines in the past?
I think it would be very disappointing in the clubhouse and in the stands. There's no way around that, because the Red Sox and Breslow and Kennedy, et cetera, have really not backed themselves into a corner per se, but they've set a bar. They've added some hype to this trade deadline season, because when the Red Sox traded Devers and the players at first thought, whoa, 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 what the heck is going on? And then the message from management was, we're not giving up on the season. We plan to be buyers at the trade deadline. Go play ball. And then the Red Sox respond to that on the field by firmly inserting themselves into the playoff race. Then the players very much are expecting reinforcements, which is reasonable of them. And if it doesn't happen in a meaningful way, then yeah, that's a bit of a gut punch. You saw it. You know, I remember talking to J.D. Martinez last year about the trade deadline generally, just because he's such a wise baseball player, you know, the wise old man at this point. But he said that in 2021 when the Red Sox were competing in the division, and then they had what players perceived as an underwhelming trade deadline, acquiring the injured Kyle Schwarber. That was rough inside the clubhouse. And they ended up falling out of the division lead, snagged the wild card, went on what proved to be a kind of fluky ALCS run. That stuff, it hits. It has an impact on the clubhouse for better or for worse. And in the cases where the trade deadline additions are underwhelming, it's for worse.
Tim, I'd love your opinion on a debate that Andy and I have had in past weeks, one that I think he's softened on a little bit, but we went back and forth on if the Red Sox essentially stand pat at the deadline and don't do anything of significance. If they choose to do that, can this team make the playoffs, or are moves necessary to them sneaking in a wild card spot, if not better?
That's tough. I mean, it really doesn't take a lot to win a wild card spot these days. So I want to say yes, they can still do it as is, if we assume, you know, health for their most important players, things like that.
Sure.
Excuse me. Awesome. Thank you. But the wild card there is, what do the teams around them do? Because Alex Cora has been loud publicly about this, that in blaming the Red Sox second half failures in recent years on why do the Red Sox get worse? Oh, no, it's just the teams around you getting better. So what are the Yankees going to do the next 3 days? What are the Rays going to do the next 3 days? And are they going to totally fall out of it? Are the Blue Jays really running away with the division, which I certainly did not expect? So credit to the Blue Jays for that. What are the Mariners? What else is the Mariners going to do? They already got Josh Naylor. So it depends on what the teams around the Red Sox do. But as is, I think, yeah, I think they could sneak into a wild card spot.
So, Tim, before we let you go, just short answer. Am I going to be happy on Thursday night, or am I going to be bitching come Friday?
You know, am I correct in thinking you have high standards?
Yeah, Joe Ryan and Mason Miller is what I want. But
oh, boy.
Then I think you're going to be disappointed. But I will say, if guys of that caliber get moved and the Red Sox don't get them, then that is one version of the complaint. But if nobody really good, nobody in that tier gets traded to anybody, then, you know, it's easier to buy into what the team line would be of, oh, well, you know, we got some of the good players who were available, you know. So it's a tricky thing.
Tim, I know you and I know each other decently well. This is it. You're still getting to learn the Andy Hart style. He'll be bitching regardless on Friday. I can promise you that.
It's probably fair.
Okay, that's good to know.
Probably fair. He's Tim Healy, Boston Globe. Read his stuff online or in print. You can still buy print newspapers, and we'll see how this plays out over the next couple days. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you.
Tim Healy, Boston Globe, here with WEEI Afternoons. Up next, we'll react to a couple things he said that I didn't love here on WEEI Afternoons.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You Must Remember This is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.